Sanje jodan soje chonam la chanjo pardo dane jabso dage jin soje jibe sonam jen rolae penjir Sanje ndo presho sanje jodan soje chonam la chanjo pardo dane jabso dage jin soje jibe sonam jen rolae penjir Sanje endo mresho, Sanje chodon soje chonam, Sanje pardo dane chapsu, Dage jinso jibe sonam, Rolla e pensere, Sanje endo mresho, Semje damje, Dewa dan, Dewe judan, Dembre jurje, Dungala dan, dungala je, jodan, chavra jurje, dungala mebe, dewa e damba dan, mendara vare jurje, yerene chadon, yindan, jarve, tonyam, chembo, la, nevra jurje. Chinye eso.
Eso, no.
Tandirela, tene, chutinke, ta, dancing one to China, Pombas in the Dodo Chingodola, Pomba Dodo Tere, Tenji one to China, ta danda de, Tonglam singitre, Tonglam gishe singit, Tonglam gishe singente, Mandi by Lametti, Miche by Tonsum Tong, Sonde,
Mandi.
Manji pai lameten, Miche pai tonsum tong said.
Manji
said, Penatenga, chewing on some tongalang, and gio maro. Tan de ne, ne, chewing on some two, on some two, doctor be neck up tela, tongue ye she, sonary. Tongam gay ye she. The Dharma get the song chino yonte.
So manji pai
manji pai la meti mishe pai tan som tons ngar ma he bi tan da tan da tong ra
so mishe pai tan som tons nas
So now we will continue with the explanation on the symbolism of the stupa, and we will continue now with what is called the vase, that is to say the roundish shape above these four steps that we talked earlier. So the vase symbolizes the path of seeing. It is symbolizing the wisdom that the practitioner reaches on the path of seeing. The path of seeing being the third of the five paths. This path of seeing is said to be an understanding of what we are not accustomed to, that is to say, a direct knowledge of truth. So it is the direct actualization of absolute reality that was not known before. So on the path of seeing, we reach a direct seeing, a direct vision of what we did not see before. That is to say, an understanding of absolute truth.
Shonchup choku yeshi shonchup ngote chokurwa chokuge shok ngonsam to thongwe loyim ba chane shonchup songar yinla den singete te thongwar sebe jodama sona dōngsīng dōng nā tēne tōng tōp gōng tōng sōng gōy pā rē. Tān tī dōngsīng dōng bōng tē tōng lōng kē yē shī tōng lōng kē nyam yā kē ngā nā yāng yō pā rē, tōng lōng kē nyam yā kē jē nā yāng tē yō rē. Yō rīng bō chī mō gō rē mā tō jē nā yāng tē kwam gō gō yō rē. Kā rē sī nā pā lōng lā yāng rō gō rō wā. Pā lōng nā rō shī kē lām rā mā sō nā chā tē kā chē. Tōng lōng lā
yō
yishe nguye te jeshe ke juyang cha.
Naso.
Yishe tengen zeng la ya yin sen ne, tengen zeng kongma la ya deje ke juyang cha dike yu.
Naso.
Yin la se wikab la.
Naso, naso, gomlam kab. Tila ya jantru erwa.
Gomlam la, tan te yewa che na, gomlam la halam ya zuya rafu chire.
Naso.
Te yina ya tan te la diter che ta shibu chi shu juya re, yishe ke chi churuk singe te.
So the vase symbolizes the seven branches of enlightenment, or the seven branches of enlightenment. So enlightenment is the Dharmakaya, and the seven branches or seven practices are what leads us to a realization of Dharmakaya. It is through these seven branches that one can realize Dharmakaya, absolute truth. When one exits, when one goes out of this concentration through which we and we give rise to an understanding of absolute truth, we will then continue our progression in our understanding on the next path.
Tan di la lebe gyase shonchub samba te chenpa nyamba namin chenpa yang thakpa che thoba songwa te yang thak seki tsingde ki kari desa na tongi ngansom thongwe le jesu sembe chenpa songwa te yang thak sengi te
tongi
ngansom thongwe le jesu sembe chenpa pa na top dan desu kaab la tongi thadong ngansom to thongyo marwa. Tatung, Bena, you joke to the tongue, you bug to the tongue at Lord Ayot. Tatung. Tan, then a tongue of gee, she jets her do, go on some to tongue at Lord Ayot.
So there are seven branches of enlightenment on this path of seeing. The first branch is memory or remembrances. Memory. This refers to authentic memory. This refers to a direct understanding, seeing of emptiness. Until that point, one understands emptiness through inference, through mental representation. It was not yet a direct understanding of emptiness. But here, on the path of seeing, there is a direct seeing of emptiness, and this is referred to by the term authentic memory, so the first of the seven branches.
Tene, ta yin la dunga nana nipa te, sherab shongchub yin la songade. Sherab se kamde, jetan sherab te, chu rab the number in jip lorwa. Chu tamji nelu karayin bate, mandeva chimber lodre. Ni kala yonda jardu, toning on some tongue lo yi, sherab jila kogu.
Then there is the second branch, which is called wisdom, prajna. Here, wisdom refers to that which distinguishes reality. It is an authentic wisdom in as much as it is an authentic distinguishing of reality, a direct understanding of reality that is not a mental representation, not mediated through a mental representation. Then there is the third branch of enlightenment, which is called perseverance. Here, this is also called an authentic perseverance, which applies because there is a direct understanding of emptiness. Then the fourth branch is called joy. This refers to the pacification of all agitation, of all distraction. This is associated with the understanding of emptiness, because we understand the emptiness of all agitation. By understanding that understanding of the emptiness of all agitation, all this agitation pacify, and so there is no more possibility of agitation, even in a subtle form. Of course, the coarse forms of agitation have subsided already, but also now the subtle aspects have subsided.
Kong jembe parsin zob kabre, perna ten drive shongchip samba tenge tonga chembo, korang lu don so jemba tang wana yon tu lo tro shin to tonga mato, nanjor patela, yi madewa kechik samji me yonga yin chebre.
Sato be changi samba.
Satungo tobe shongchip samba. Tan dene jembe parsin zob gogu yarwa.
Naso.
It is said that a bodhisattva reached the first bhumi, or the first level of bodhisattva. This first bhumi corresponds to the path of seeing. So the bodhisattva who has reached the path of seeing, or the first bhumi, will at that stage perfect the parameter of generosity. The reason why we say that is that at this stage, every act of generosity by the bodhisattva is the source of joy. There is no discontent, no agitation, because the bodhisattva reached an understanding of emptiness. Because of that, he can give his body all his belongings. This only gives him happiness. There is no agitation whatsoever. Then Then the fifth branch is called in Tibetan Xinjiang, which could be translated as suppleness that comes from perfect training. So one was trained so much that there is no more effort to be made to stay in a state. So things have become effortless. One can practice, meditate without efforts, thanks to previous training. So first, which is this suppleness in one's mind, that means that through one's training, one's mind can remain effortlessly in meditation. And so it becomes supple in that sense. And this reaches, leads to suppleness of the body. So this means that one can act for the benefit of being, one can engage in virtue without this to appear as something difficult. So Kempo was making a joke saying that when we reach this state, the body will not get old, it will not get wrinkles or whatever. You will not need to put money on operation or creams because this will be accomplished effortlessly. The sixth branch is called samadhi or concentration. This means that on the path of seeing, one reaches authentic concentration. That is to say that the bodhisattva on that level, on the first bhumi or path of seeing, can in one instant enter into an infinity of samadhis, an infinity of kinds of concentration. When we talk about concentration, we think it's only what we call shine, like one sort of meditation only, but calm abiding. But actually, at that stage, the bodhisattva can enter into many different kinds of mental concentration of samadhis. Then there is the seventh branch, the branch of equanimity. That is to say that the bodhisattva on the first bhumi doesn't have any partiality. He doesn't consider some as enemies. Enemies and some as friends. Is equanimous with everyone. Is impartial. These seven branches of enlightenment are perfected on the path of seeing, which is the third of the five paths, and which correspond to the first bhumi, or the first level of the bodhisattvas. In the Dharani of the Prajnaparamita, in the mantra that we talked about earlier, it is said gate gate paragate, parasamgate bodhisattva. So the third term, paragate, the first two are means gone, and then paragate, gone beyond, That is to say that one has gone beyond the ordinary world. One has reached, one has brought one's mind beyond the ordinary state. So the term paragate refers to the third path, the path of seeing.
Donc à partir de cet instant, les bodhisattvas
from that stage onwards, the bodhisattvas are completely free from rebirth in samsara.
Comment dirais-je?
They will not err in samsara anymore. However, because of their great compassion, they manifest emanations in samsara in order to benefit beings. These great bodhisattvas, we could take an example of these great bodhisattvas, such as, for example, His Holiness, the Gyalwa Karmapa, or like the Shema Rinpoche, which is called the Karmapa with red hat. If they were remaining in their realization, where they truly are in terms of realization, we could not access them, because they are free from any obscuration. However, because of their great compassion for beings, they manifest in this world emanation that can interact with ordinary beings. So if they were not manifesting this emanation, we could not interact with them. So even though they themselves do not experience suffering or the way we are, they may appear as subjected to suffering, but they deliberately choose this, they deliberately choose to come with sentient beings. So it is important to be aware of their great compassion for us and to develop gratefulness towards this. So if we take the example of the historical Buddha Shakyamuni, the Buddha Shakyamuni vowed to reach enlightenment when he took the Bodhisattva vows. When this happened, it is described that he made 500 wishes, and one of these was to appear in a period that was marked by the five degeneration in a dark period. And this is why the Buddha Shakyamuni appeared in such a dark period and accomplished the benefit of beings in that time. However, we did not have the luck to be able to meet the historical Buddha. However, we were lucky enough to meet great beings, realized beings, such as the Karmapa with the red hat and black hat. Without them, we will not have access to the teachings that lead to enlightenment. So remembering that, we should be grateful about the activity.
Yela ta para samgate sonre samgate se de ta taton lam khund son sonre lam thamje de son sonre thamje de son yen de gamlam la yan ro gyu bre den roje la phalami la ge singe de sonre ta
eso
phagbulami la ge singe
Donc ici, tu dis quand tu t'engueures, tu t'engueules.
Tu t'engueules là, pendant pendant que gueule, tu es t'engueules. Tu sais t'engueules.
Tu sais t'engueules. Je crois que tu sommes gros, tu garantis.
Gros, tu es. Chongo, tu sommes gros, tu es.
And if we continue with the Dharani of the Prajnaparamita Sutra, of the Heart Sutra, the next word is gate gate paragate parasamgate. So that fourth word, parasamgate, means... So para means beyond, sam means completely, and gate means gone. So having completely gone beyond, sorry. This refers to the fourth of the five paths, which is called the path of cultivation.
Lasso, tatene, palamina jagnante, yang tak tawa. Zaya the Tangbori, Yang Takutawa, Singate, De Tawang Yambatawane, and Rosakoram Mesar, Dene, Tawan number Takwe, Yang Takutawa, Tokwa number Takwa, Yulacheve, Yang Takutokwa, Dene, Yang Takbeng, Ma, Chu Sungala, Margujun Tadapung Simbena, Yang Takbeng, Ma, Yang Takbe, Lech Ta, Migave Shave, Namiam Mitsovish, and Yang Takbe, Lenta. Yang tak tsowa, megewa tang mandebe tsowa la tado longje bena, yang tak tsowa, yang tak tsolwa te, tsundu yung tak gon lam jebena, yang tak tsolwa, tene, yang tak tsumba tang, yang tak tingin zente, dorna, palamina, ge, songre. Tan de zuge, mingit in tente, peche peche, kontalan, rotare, rodig yore. The yin and turn with it, young takwa, young taco say, and dig up gay, cheshuish name, good wala, young ta young does it. Di cheshu at the carat name, we are sana, tonum gab gaponje, draba tada ponzer. Yum kunda gacha, you also drop upon somebody. Tan dene, new drip kitchenishena, yum, linchig, pangyal to pungi over it. Pangyan mato, yum, and you desol dem every, pon somebody. Take a young tapa, some go yet.
Nyendip channel,
Nyendip chan, eh? Pangyal, Nyendip Pangyal.
Nasso.
Nyendip Munjurapon, sir.
Nasso.
Then, eh? Shedub rakpa pung sen lama kashyek song yore, kedub keba kashyek. Kashyek shedub pung san sam de ma re song kinten de yang du. De ta te jidam bedan keba kecha re. Tan dene nyomong baksha sangma de pung yore ta.
Tan ti san nipa ne?
San nipa ne song de sa dumba pardu, dene nyomong ge dibe baksha cha sang pung sen ba re. Ta gepa guba chuba so la karpung devarasana shedip tashin tawadan so pung devarasana.
Yes, sir.
Di indu yun, di zhuk kab ge pungwa te ngonjurwa me ungu cha ne yangta, yangta sengkata gyararaya.
Yes, sir. Donc le...
Ta yin tangbyo yungta te tongyi ngonsum tongu cha ne ya yinba. Songchub, songchub yinla dungka.
No.
Di kab...
Dikab de la kagarido.
Dikab de la Tony Nansom Tonson Barawa.
Larry Larry.
Tony la combat of Jinyam, but Pasha Ponyum Captain.
This path of cultivation starts on the second bhumi, on the second level of bodhisattvas, and lasts until the tenth. And here, the practice is the eight noble path. And above the vase, in the stupa, there is a base, and on that base, there are 13 circles. So the base of the 13 circles represent the Eightfold Noble Path. That is to say, the eight qualities that are practiced on the path of cultivation. So this Eightfold Noble Path, it's an authentic viewpoint. For each of the eight, the term authentic or excellent is used. And before, also for the seven branches, we talked about something authentic. And there, during the path of seeing, authentic meant the direct realization of emptiness. So this is acquired now. Here on the path of cultivation, this refers to the fact that all appearing, all gross, coarse, obscuration are already abandoned. Already habitual, however, habitual patterns of this obscuration are not completely abandoned yet. So between the second and the tenth and seventh bhumi, and between the eighth and tenth bhumi, these various these habitual patterns of affliction are abandoned on the first two seven bhumis, and the habitual patterns of the path of the obscuration of knowledge are abandoned between the eighth and tenth. So the eight are the authentic viewpoint, authentic realization, or authentic thought.
Young takpa tokpa sana dikkabge tingen zintge nyomungpe bhaksha tenzo jambala tenne shongwe tori chepar wa chil kogyo ro wa toni la kambe tori chepar wa.
So we call the second is authentic thought, in as much as the bodhisattva transcended all subtle aspects of habitual patterns of affliction. So because these habitual patterns of afflictions are abundant, there is authentic thought. Third is the authentic speech, then the authentic action, then the authentic livelihood, authentic effort, authentic memory, and authentic concentration. So these eight are what we call the Eightfold Noble Path. Then, within the stupa, there is a wood which is called the life tree. So it's a tree branch or a tree trunk, which is its central axis, and it's called the life tree. And this corresponds to the realization of bodhisattvas from the first to the tenth bhumi. Of course, that point could be much more detailed, but we don't have time here because we are can only go in a general presentation. So it represents the realization that is reached by the bodhisattvas on the ten bhumis, that is to say, on the path of seeing and the path of cultivation. From the path of seeing and on the path of cultivation, the bodhisattva, through his power in concentration in samadhi, can, if he so wishes, teach or study by only concentrating all the points or all the subjects that are taught in the text. So this is called knowledge of the Dharma. It's a relative knowledge, that is to say that the bodhisattva will rely on convention to express the Dharma. So through his concentration, the bodhisattva has this capacity to understand the Dharma and being able to express it to others. Then, through the power of his concentration, the bodhisattva also has the capacity to know the mind of others. He can see their thoughts, for instance.
Tanda 고 개바샴 부시라 인스레 힌두 그 좀달 빼 개바샴 부레
가르 니딕
어 야 고랑 민 가르 니딕 이나 세긴도 롱아레 코 텐지 짜르체네 딱 그 이진어블 저와장 휴주 유스 된 콜 드셔트 쇼세 휴스 대대 파라멘트 나는 코 슉첨 부레 대 드셔 나서 저랑 간트 유는 티쇼스 대 그 게저 쪽제 저와 카시 휴스 티시데 다 된다 말에 나 뒤서 전랑 저차상 링 경우는 뒤서 당사 말에 전랑 람고에 팔라모스 철 저와든 된도와 링든데 이 철 저와든 된도와 링든데 인선 그 저왕 앞중 하진 인도데 링 딱딱딱딱 그 철 람고 전 파송셨어
그래서
그 당부 아저씨 붙인도 이 까만 바 냠도 그 소바겔 징징 되고 전 돼서
그래서
그 그 소바겐 마마마 밤 삽된 게면라 대레스 대대고 대긴도 왔다 텐다 왔다라 근접 샘시 송도 와
This capacity to be able to know the mind or the thoughts of others, Kempo Rinpoche says he witnessed it several times with the 16th Karmapa. For instance, once there was a South Indian politician who was called Karu Nidik, and this politician came to see the 16th Karmapa, and he had a few questions that he wanted to ask the Karmapa. So the Karmapa received him, and Karu Nidik was very learned, and as well very proud. So first, when he came, he was not very respectful towards the Karmapa. He just sat on the chair near the Karmapa. And so the Karmapa said, "Oh, I see you have many questions. Maybe to go quickly, you don't tell me your questions, I will just give you the answers." And there were 50 or so questions. So the Karmapa said, "Your first question is this, and the answer is this. Then the second question is this, and the answer is this, etc." And he was so amazed that he kneeled down, and he was then completely respectful towards the Karmapa. So here we are explaining what we call the ten realization. And the first of the ten is the realization or the knowledge of the relative. That is to say that by concentrating on any point, any topic, the bodhisattva has the capacity to know about this relative subtopic. Then the second is to know the mind of others. The third is called to know the realization of Dharma, or the knowledge of the Dharma. So this refers to the following. Beings in a desire realm have in their mind various afflictions. And so the knowledge of the Dharma is the knowledge of the essencelessness of this affliction of the ordinary beings. Of the desire realm.
마음 바나 제와 줄바리 텐데기 녀무 남장 통남기 시 줄라 제운 드랑 힘에 바시 송아
다 박장 좀 붙은 소시
야야 랑 힘에 바시 기어로 안
되까 말지 박장 좀 지게
야 다른 원기 녀무도 제 초초 라고 단데 진지도 태요 말어 와
알았어
진도 태는 원주 제 초초래 대로 와 과샤 말에 원주를 여 대버 와 단다 진도 태도 원도 줄음이 줄세래
알았어
남장 랑 힘에 바시 까버
심진 신기 줄라
맹
랑주
랑주도 너도 강가 랑주도 소야야 아
숨바티야 신주들 랑주들
랑주지 랑주
알았어 알았어
너도 강가 랑주들
So the third point is sorry to understand that the afflictions in our own being are essenceless and a fourth point is that through training, although these afflictions are not apparent, because one has taken rebirth often in the desire realm and the form realm and the formless realm, we have habitual patterns of this different kind of afflictions. And so the fourth is to know that these habitual patterns also lack
They are also essenceless.
Then there are four knowledges that are related to the four truths of the Noble Ones. So the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth are the knowledge of the truth of suffering, origin, cessation, or path that leads towards cessation. So there are obscuration in ourselves that refrain us from knowing these four paths. So there is actually the knowing of the essenceless of this obscuration that prevent us from knowing the path of suffering. So knowing the essencelessness of the obscuration that refrain us from knowing the truth of the origin of suffering, etc. For the four kinds of suffering. Of truth, sorry.
Tanangan tu dungal gan ni deh orang. Tapi dungal kena susiebe, jebalatnya tanangan tu dungal kena susuoma tu tungtuk mendoa. Cawan tu sih dungai deh. Tangan nasi ke dungal kejo lenyon ini deh ke rajin meper matung ejon sih nanti nene lenyon ini langan tu longju enrodi ke orang. Dari siebe nanjur pade ke dungal rajin meper sieba, dungal kejo kunjung rajin meper sieba langsung sieba tu cegi.
They are not going to be able to do it. The affliction that refrain us from seeing the truth of suffering is that we don't see suffering, we see it as happiness, and especially the third and most subtle kind of suffering, the inherent suffering. And we take suffering for happiness, we think it is happiness. Not seeing the incessantness of affliction and action, we engage into affliction and action. But the Bodhisattva understand the essencelessness of suffering and of the obscuration that prevent us from knowing suffering and the origin of suffering, etc. And so the Bodhisattva, although they don't have to experience suffering, they choose to manifest along beings who are in confusion, who are experiencing suffering. So the ninth of the ten is the knowledge of exhaustion. So we know that obscuration, but also the habitual patterns of affliction. So affliction as well as habitual patterns of affliction have been exhausted. So there is knowledge of the exhaustion of all affliction and
their actual patterns.
Knowledge of unborn, of the unborn. So the Bodhisattva has abandoned the veil of affliction as well as the veil of knowledge. But he has also abandoned the habitual patterns that could lead to the veils of affliction and knowledge. So even so both veils and their habitual patterns have been abandoned. And so the Bodhisattva knows that never again will the veils of affliction and knowledge be born again. So this is called the knowledge of the unborn. That is to say, the knowledge that the two veils and their habitual patterns will be not be born again. So, in the stupa, we saw that there was the base, the Buddha nature, then the path, and the fruit. So, the base is the support, the earth on which is built the stupa. Then there is the path, which starts with the first step, which is a renunciation to the ten non-virtue, then the three jewels and the three steps, then the four steps, then the base of the vase, then the vase itself, then the crown, and the sokshing, the life tree. So all these represent the path. So all that part of the stupa represent the path.
Ta tene chongkor chusum singe de tengi do ta cheden inde chong kolo son gogor chusum yazo do chongkor chusum de ge garatan barasna dejin shebe top ju mande basum singe de tambare.
Then above, there are symbolism of the fruit. So this is the higher part of the stupa. First, there are 13 circles, which are sometimes called the 13 wheels of the Dharma. So these 13 wheels are laid one above the other, and they represent the 10 powers, the four and the the three unique and mixed dharmas.
다 대인도 동보 똑주 생긴데 다 대인 시에베 뺀나 단다 잘베 유엔된 게 찬나 똑주 송해드리 똑주 세드 때때 배제 채는 뭐 좀
So these 10 powers have been sometimes taught in a previous course. So you may refer to these in books or in the previous class, because if we detail them, we'll never be finishing. And I will be told off.
Oh yeah, that then. That you know, when you are young, some things that you must do. That you come to teach you, that that there some things you do, can't you do good?
No. Dile temba nyarwa shaw sum rmal mandre bichu sum sum rmal
lang mandre bichu sum sum do man mandre pe temba nyawr jak sum
mandre bi temba
nyawr jak sum
donc mandre va sidi kap tela khanda mandre va sum kuro wa
tan de de yin sar la pe na mandre va sum de 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 yin she pe durja yin la chue tem be chan sum do wa chue tem be chan ne Durje ki samba te dan zan mandelo sanje koran la ko doja te le pembe samba bashi gen ten nang do dele de perna mande be tangbo den de sung do la sanje ki che sung du loma tamje ki pe ku shin ce we de pe go ne che nyin na de sanje la ga ye shi ra kan yo ma de sung
So we will not detail the 10 powers, but I will. We will only detail the three unique qualities. Are the three unmixed qualities, which are the three unique three mindfulnesses that are unique to a Buddha. This is related to the activity of teaching of the Buddha. That is to say that the Buddha teaches out of kindness only. He doesn't expect anything, whether the audience is attentive, devoted, or whatever, this doesn't make any difference to the Buddha himself. It doesn't make him proud or happy, especially happy or contented. His mind remains neutral. So this is the first of the three unique qualities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So unique here means unmixed, unassociated with, uncorrupted or unassociated. That is to say that the state of mind of the Buddha is not at all mixed with a self-clinging. His activity is never corrupted by a self-clinging.
yang nipa de khar song ar san man de ni pa de pa na lhoma den zo ge lhoma cha sang ge che song de ma gu ba sha de de na yang san je la
So the second point is that when the Buddha teaches, even if beings are disrespectful or inattentive, he doesn't mind. His mind remains neutral.
Tene sumba den desonare. Lhoma kahye ge kupa shenyi. Kahye ge magu pa shenyi den ayang. Oh, ko kupa shenyi gendo yagu ra das. Ko magu pa shenyi gendo yagu ma ra das sansum ge tu le zan me nga war.
And the third is that if there is an audience in which some people are respectful, some people are disrespectful, this doesn't affect the Buddha. He's not either disappointed or happy that some are listening and some are not. So in the 13 wheels that are the top of the stupa, the first 10 wheels represent the 10 forces, the 10 strength, and the last three represent these three unique qualities. Then there is the umbrella at the top. That umbrella represents the great infinite compassion of enlightenment. And then there is the sun and moon at the very top. And this represents the knowledge of reality as it is, and knowledge of the way things appear.
Lasso, tatene, ti get latin tozugundu, te church good.
And then there is a jewel at the very top that represents the Dharmakaya.
Perna, to te young yipichane. Then, Pana Yip Dumbore de Yorwa. Church goosing a day, Tatamje don Chalwa Yimbechane, so inserted.
That jewel is round at the base, and this represents that the fact that Dharmakaya is beyond any limit.
Chetin Tila Naranzo, then Jinda Masona Kugendoa, Do, Jansen, then Paden, Tilbu, then Tarjang, that is a puberty. Then, sir, the Jinshape, you and then Jesuine, the Jinshape, Chopamble with Sudre. That the Chopper Rerele, Taujurchen, Shue, Yore, Yena Young, that the circuits on end, Dongumindo.
Then very often the stupa is ornamented with all kinds of banners, bells, umbrellas, etc. All these ornaments are offerings that are made in memory of the qualities of the Buddha. So each of these ornaments could be symbolically explained, but we will not go into this kind of detail.
Tatana Shushu, subject to Pa Paji in Bayu, Tene, Pion, Shunkendi, Tene, Pion, Sengende, Tacho de Sarba, Yamna, Pion Samjimishabayore, Chede Nimbajigla, Shisona Yenaya, Pion to go tie about the Sanjig Songre.
Then there is the fifth and last part of this teaching, which is the benefit of stupas. that is to say, the benefit that come from constructing a new stupa or restoring an old stupa.
Mm-hmm. Chetin Kurang, Yesage, Sagitine, Matsine, Majamsuk, Talamatu Parke, Dunsink, Tron, Chinipa, Tesamchi, Sonamji Top Girani, Kolugi, Javi, Suke, Sone, Sanjeg and Dode Pema Carbinando, somewhat.
In the Pundarika Sutra, or the White Lotus Sutra, it is explained that if we finance a stupa, or that if we give money to build a stupa, or if we build ourselves a stupa, the merit that comes from having built this stupa will lead us to take a rebirth as many times as a universal monarch as there are particles under that stupa until the center of the earth or the bottom of the ocean. It is also said that if one restores an old stupa, there is a similar merit.
Sasho tege sho pakse jage saji tsangma de yinshebe tuki shenjilam roa yin songare. Tene yul pakse jayi chabe sasho tamche tu tene ne tang muge tang tsuenji karbala sokpa yang shinur chege yue songare.
Ta pakse jayal kaze se uro?
Pakse jayi.
Sonmen yishi tuwa tu yishi dong.
That yeah, then page Jongra Jets, kilometer Jets in Jerry. That the young, then a pana Sanjig in an don't sum the young rogue race on the Sanjig in Senda with you. Then a Shonjip sent Batenzo in a passe chimbo and rogue you, say. Then you took it, then the chung rochung man rogue you, say. You undershook back in there with Tobajina, boxe Jerry. Then Tandegi chatting the Zuganala, the Jinsheba Songer in Sering, you devour. Tin the Samji, Meshap a pain you ever say.
It is said that the blessing that comes from a stupa reaches very far. Depending on the degree of realization of the master who is enshrined in that stupa, and whose relics are enshrined in the stupa, then that distance can vary. For example, if it is a realized Shravaka master, it is a little bit smaller. If it is a Bodhisattva, it can reach 100 yoganas, that is to say 800 kilometers, and if it is a Buddha, it can reach throughout the trikilyokosm, that is to say throughout the universe.
Ta shedra tu pena ta chedin tindela pena marme puna ta tungbo kango chuyi cheba puna serap tamje du kambe dungal sel songare. Meto Pulvayina, Serap Tamjetu, Zogun Session, Yidoma Tendel General, Songare. Marme Pulvayina, Serap Tamjetu, Meeton Denshin, Sherap Choduchir by the General, Songare. Tene Tishap Pivayina, Serap Tamjetu, Lune Tisang Botum, Kane Meto Tanda, Upal getting at Domala Sopayon, Songare. Tene Shazep Pivayina, Serap Tamjetu. Pe kalahimuragre sumate. Then Dani Pivina, Serap Tamjeto, then him better was shocked on the chapelas of a young sumate.
It is said that if one makes offering in front of these stupas, for example, if one offers water, like in the water bowls, It means that in all our future lives we will not encounter thirst. If we make an offering of flowers, it will lead to beauty in the next life, in the future lives. If we offer incense, it will lead to having a pleasant smell in our future lives. Our breath will also be pleasant. It will smell of the Utpala flower. If we offer lights, if we offer too much perfume, that the French economy might collapse a bit because we will not need to sell perfumes anymore. Well, then if we make offering of lights, we'll have light in our future lives. If we offer food, we will have food in our next life. If we offer music, then we will be renowned in the future lives. So these are relative benefits of these kinds of offerings. It is said also that all the respectful activity that we entertain in front of stupas, such as circumambulation, prostrations, cleaning the stupas, restoring it, etc., all this accumulates a very large amount of merit. And it is said that this leads to happiness and to being protected from illness. This will lead to a physical and mental happiness, and all favorable circumstances will be gathered to practice the Dharma. So there are many, many benefits that are described in the text.
Yes, sir. 잡아지기 마 출신이 때 온 거로 와. 땅 안에 든트 탑 대바서 근데 그래서 링네 단 로그인 세기요. 다데 잡아들라 딱봐 레시 잡아 상면 예래시기요. 콜라요 아마르스 사주도 예주님 맞다 다 콜레가 인요 아마르스 사나네 배데 원에 홍세 첨부요 로다 홍세 체세레 홍세 체세지는데 니슈 탐바 흉비요. 그 그건 가고 다 텔 컨텐레지 레슨 컨텐레지 차브르고 상제 휴데 콜 타르브 사변 첨부 요르스 네베트는 상제 외송기 렌서 주비 최대한 직 간다 죽네
나서
다 때만 타마 인사로 개용도 코 파고 첨부질 제르스 티칼로 니마 타고 레지 콘다 만은 절로르 제 인디 최대한들 레스 투기 요르스 튜네 티 최대한 그 숲도 차상 그 숲 요르스 담바게 티체딘도 로이언 링크 파드 네송어스 디 타르 타르베 사면 데네 다낭에 담바단 잘 코다참 톱송어스 그냥 그 팍베 파샬 데네 니니에 또 사야지 송어스 송어스 단에 송데 코 데네 단다 다참 니게 차르 넘버 촌노 그래 송어스 뻬나 텐제 튠주게 제네 지게 타코 제딘 겐다 숙고 삼베 삼마 요마 칸 요마레 때 최대한 부두치에 갈 때는 저는 된다고 이제 톱으로 와.
게브르무치 gives an example, a story that illustrates the benefit of a stupa, of having respect towards a stupa, or making activities towards a stupa. So at the time of the Buddha, there was a monk who was very lazy and he liked to eat very much. So he had a begging bowl and he had a large size begging bowl and he was spending his time feeding it as much as he could and he was eating everything and tried to eat as much as he could. So and then he was sleeping a lot. So he was very lazy. Once the Buddha called him and told him, so you like very much to eat and sleep. However, within your being, you have a root of enlightenment, which is about to mature. So you should make a few efforts because then you will reach a very great realization. So the Buddha gave him a few instructions on how to meditate, and so he started to meditate, and very quickly he attained the realization of the shamatha meditation. And then he came to see the Buddha and asked if it was possible to progress, and so the Buddha gave him instructions about vipassana. And so he meditated again, and very quickly he reached the state of an arahat. Once, when all the monks were gathered with the Buddha, by his foresight, the Buddha saw that there was a sponsor far away that wished to make offerings to the Buddha. And so the Buddha went there with, and he told his monks that those of them who had the power to fly could come with him to this faraway place. And so to people who were able to fly, he will give a club, a stick, and that meant that they could engage in this activity. And so all the monks didn't have much respect for that fat and old lazy monk. However, he took the club, the stick, and everyone was completely amazed because he reached in the sky and he followed the Buddha until that faraway place because he had reached the state of an arhat. The Ananda had asked the Buddha how come that such a monk could reach the state of an arhat so quickly. And the Buddha explained that this was because in a past life he had sown a seed of enlightenment very important. At that time he was a pig that was living near a stupa of the Buddha Kashyapa. And that stupa was then very old and was cracked at one place. And every day the pig was coming into that stupa and was rubbing his back on that crack. And he was full of mud. And by thus rubbing on the stupa every day, he filled the crack. And so he developed that seed of enlightenment. But as he was big then, he still had these habitual patterns of eating and sleeping, but had that seed of enlightenment.
Pagwan mare, Pagwalangan to Tagre, me lose top. They are Tanjurg loot of the yore. They are Sanji Tambadan Jaliore. They are that chever to consisting per Rumbocheke, Shenji Yonkin, Song to Yonkin Jangjang Ringanzo. Then that the Jesu temperature change in Dejin Nambre, Chotin Tin Nando, Sanji Song Rinser Tunjur, Rinser Namaki, Shubu Yakin Yin on your re. They into That in Jagge, you and then jesting, Naranzo Shad Sal, Solva de Molam Ja. Then a tender with Chetin, Yimbekavla young, Karasani Jeva Mareko, Rosong Chitanchene, Yen on your re. Tin in the Nazo, Chesane, Rosong Dong, the Shend of Shook Chamber Nankin, younger, Chong Chong Sajin in a young Benna. That coffee popper congregation, but they met him, me on the home, Mare. When a personal coffee for a contondo, you wrong at it. That tended to King and me young mother, tended in the chain number so, Shende can't to be Nanda, when a tunnipian to Togri. Then in a long cabla, somebody when a challenge of number Togri. Somebody number Tayete Tacunzi Chamber Rumbachege, Garden Jesutin, Gui Yuntin, Song Yuntin, Tugu Yuntin, Jesu Timbache. Then Jesu Timbegone. Kong garden sabbache do ne, chedin de la chendem de jaguyo. De jabal ten, namkadanyam besemchen, tam jeje, semju do yeve, yomong sheje deba the tartuba show. Namjin zobusanje kumurum with a top tuba show. Tin sambeg, samba sambo, chiche. Yeg gave it out at the kangala, tanga pecha shores and pesas and samsung gusano madama jenny, net ring gave it out of sock one day. Sanjeji kumbung tobi chedu dadang semjin tamje sanjeji kumbung tobi chedu yin sam zhangjub chenpo lung huo nangda geza di sege ma re perna chuyi tikpa chik yamsong gu nangdo luksong do jisi yamsong ma se padu chuti di sege ma rwa yamsong to zhe xa wina chuyi tikpa di enimi pho yosho do sen rung rwa ko kake yo ma re di yindu geza di zhangjub tung huyo yosho do zan sege ma re
There are many such stories of monks and people surrounding the Buddha Shakyamuni. We will not tell about other stories tonight. But what I would like to underline today is the importance of our contribution to the construction of that stupa. Unlike this story, we are not pigs. We are not completely ignorant. We are human beings, and especially we met the Dharma, and we have respect and devotion towards the Dharma. And so we are here now, related to the construction of this stupa, and many of us also have had the chance to meet the late Shema Rinpoche and receive his teaching. And so it is very important to make any contribution to the building of that stupa. This will permit the accumulation of a very large merit. It is important to give offering, to contribute to the building of that stupa according to our capacity. Maybe we are not able to give a lot, but we can give the worth of a coffee or €5. No one is so poor that he cannot give €5. This might be not a lot, but this will help to accumulate a lot of merit. It is important when we contribute, when we make such an offering, to do it with the motivation, to a motivation as authentic as possible. That is to say, by generating bodhicitta, this which to engage into that activity in order to reach enlightenment for the benefit of all beings without exception, to try and feel sincere loving kindness and compassion towards all beings. And having done this, it is important not to feel proud or regret or to feel that one wasted one's money or whatever. It is important to really dedicate it to enlightenment. Whatever and the merit may come from this act, may all this go to enlightenment. So not get attached to it, not have personal expectation, not corrupted by self-grasping, but really dedicated for the benefit of all beings, for the enlightenment of all beings. And if we do it in this way, then this merit will really become inexhaustible. It is like putting one drop of water in the ocean. If you put one drop of water just like this on a stone, it will soon dry, but if you put it in the ocean, as soon as the ocean is not dried up, it will remain there, and actually it will then become inexhaustible. So please act with such state of mind and contribute as you can in order to develop a lot of merit.
Kashiya ta tongtongne pepa yinjire te sosyo ge laika tenzo shaxe ne chwe sengkin pepa re. Taan teni me ngaye chwe ting koro jik shekha che, te chenle rinpo che ge zowen de ne yur nang che. Teni pina gamchong nong yuk ting ken konang zo misumi na jindu konang be yur. Teni charan zo ge yang teni tangdo yishe gun teni nyin shaba terla, chwe chen yin shebe gewe zawa sengkin te mangu jik yue deva re, sanje gun doju nyin gane song re. Chenin Shepa, give it our tongue, yes, Jen. Then get that into Kanga, short, dumb name. Then inject in the come dinner, ne, muge, change carba, fuck for the mantu, ginjik, but cassette, though. Then so rub to Shiva chick down. Then a Sanji Tambans and Bejew with Jedan Shira, Yawakam, but good session at the pay, yearn to Tambatan. Then a lakh were to consider Mbacheg Yungsi, near the pepping, song duty langarans, yam the long jet to beke.
Some of you came from far away to be here today, some came from less far, but all of you, you took some your time in your work, in your activity, to come here and attend this teaching. I also came here to teach, and Trinley Rinpoche translated, and other people translated into small boxes in other languages. And so in this way, we all together made this activity of teaching and listening to the teaching. And the Buddha, in many sutras, in many teachings, said that this activity was very beneficial. By this activity, we accumulated a lot of merit, and so please join me and dedicate this merit for the benefit of all beings without exception and towards enlightenment. And in particular, we called dedicate that merit so that it can eliminate all suffering in this world, suffering related with disease, poverty, dangers, wars, conflicts, so that these conflicts may be pacified. And also, you can dedicate this merit to the long life of His Holiness the Gyalwa Karmapa and to the swift return of Shama Rinpoche. And so that we can all together in our living meet the next Shama Rinpoche and receive his teaching.